This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just babble.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and look at, be involved in the conversation. I don't care what you have to do it, but be involved in the conversation. You can head up to my website, therealside.com, that's therealside.com. Where you can watch live, you can listen live. There's so much you can do up there to be involved in this, to be involved in the conversation. And I give me your email address. There's a place up there where you can sign up for the newsletter. And the nice thing about signing up for the newsletter is every week I give you an idea of who we're going to have on the show, what we're going to talk about. And there's giveaways up there. There's things you can get involved with. The events will go up there as well. My new book is up there on site as well. And you just need to be involved, people. That's how you get informed. You get informed by being involved. You get informed by finding out what's going on, you know, in and around with your conservative people. We're all out there doing things. Right? There's a lot of us that are out there fighting this fight for you. We need your help. We need you to show up at events. We may need to throw some money. In my case, why don't you buy a few books? You'll help me make great stocking stuffers. I'm telling you, even your most liberal friend might get a chuckle out of the book. Maybe not, but they might. And we do have to support each other. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can hop up on the website again. There's a live chat room going on at the website level. There's also A Facebook feed going on as well. And you can hop up there. And I'm telling you what, there are smarter people than I in the Facebook feed. I know I hate to admit that, but it's very true. And you can talk with them. All right. So what was I going to hit you with? Oh, there's a whole bunch of stuff that I want to talk about tonight. And while we were on break, who sent me, before I get to my snowflake piece... Somebody sent me that piece by Minnesota Democrat Republican Keith Ellison. Now, he wants anyone to apply for his internships as long as they're not, and apparently this isn't discriminatory, as long as they're not straight white men. And how is that not discrimination? Now, Keith Ellison's office is hiring interns for the fall. Strongly encourages, going through the winter here, strongly encourages anyone who isn't a straight, white, able-bodied male to send in the application. Now, the Office of Congressman Keith Ellison is looking for youth and enthusiastic interns for our Washington and Minneapolis offices. We seek interns who are curious, hardworking, and passionate about serving Minnesota's 5th District. Ellison's congressional website states, while Congressman Ellison encourages all individuals to apply, applicants with strong ties to the 5th District of Minnesota are preferred. The page states that before adding one final note, people of color, LGBTQ individuals, women, and people with disabilities are strongly encouraged to apply. Let me read that again because I think I missed something. People of color, okay, LGBT, white's not a color though. Okay, good. LGBTQ individuals, women, and people with disabilities are strongly encouraged to apply. Now, the only people not possessing any of the strongly encouraged characteristics are white, straight men without disabilities. Although, it doesn't, you know, maybe if you're a white guy with a disability, they might consider you. I don't know. But the note specifically requested interns that aren't straight, white, able-bodied men, it appears to have been added somewhat recently. So they have two screenshots. One screenshot is that without the phrase in there, and then there's one with it in there. Which seems to happen every time they get caught. Now, doesn't it? At least I think it does. Whenever you look at some of these things, you see as time goes on, they're added because they see how uncomfortable it is or how it doesn't look good. And besides, there are sites out there, I don't know if you guys know this, but there are sites out there that actually cache pages, which means they will have the original page up for a year, maybe 2 years. They'll show you different variances of the same page. So, the language has since been removed. The advertisement now contains no guarantees of non-discrimination. Elson's office did not immediately return a request to the news source for comment. Now, remember, the Speaker of the House was criticized, Paul Ryan, Democrats, a couple months back, for posting a selfie with a group of interns that were heavily white. Right, so don't tell me it's not the same thing. Because it is. Anyway, I don't know who sent that. Thanks for sending that to me. I appreciate it. There's a good one. Now, let's do the snowflakes. We're going to do the snowflakes story. So, apparently, snowflakes, millennials, they're all hurt up over a new TV show portraying them as snowflakes. Now, one of the memes I saw recently, which was great, says Orson Welles directed Citizen Kane at the age of 26 in 1941. Now, Footy Pajama Boy, a shilling Obamacare to mom and dad at age 26 in 2013. So, you know, think about where our kids, you would think we get stronger as the years go on. We should, right? Anybody think a 25-year-old of today has the same mental capacity, integrity, and strength as a 25-year-old from 40 years ago? I'm not so sure. I'm Joe Mancini, host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. If you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room. Texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, come on, Real Joe. You can do that, can't you? You can figure that out on your own. Anyway, I want to thank you for being with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Yeah, everything that you know they're going to have fun with, right? And I did it on purpose, and then I've got Nancy from Southern California, quite excited. She got her book today, and she said just that title alone had her giggling the whole time she was opening it up. So anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. You might as well get a copy of it. Look, I tell you what, it's going to be that gift that's going to keep on giving. You're going to give it to a friend, he's going to give it to a friend, he's going to give it to a friend, and maybe we'll turn somebody. What do you think? Would that be really cool? Always a pleasure to have you on board today, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. All right, let's get back to the snowflakes. I want to try to see how many stories I can get through this. And that makes the producer crazy, but I'll do the best I can here. So the snowflakes are really upset over a new TV show that's portraying them as themselves. That's right, snowflakes. Because that is what they are. I'm sorry. You know, I've been getting, you know, you see these memes, and I talk to other people, and you think about where 20-year-old males, 25-year-old males, 28-year-old males were 50 years ago, or 30 years ago, or 20 years ago. And think about those same males today from a maturity standpoint. Where are they at? So a millennial member of a focus group has angrily objected to the contents of a television program because it portrayed millennials as coddled, easily offended, and thin-skinned. I can't imagine. Where would they come up with those ideas? The feedback for CBS's new comedy series, The Great Indoors, was recounted by its executive producer, Micah Gibbons, at a Television Critics Association panel this week. And further vindication outraged a millennial member of the press. Poor baby. He says, I'm a millennial myself. How are we so coddled? What about our overly political correct workplace bothers you? They asked somewhat stoppingly at the panel. Stephen Fry, who stars in the show as a travel editor who becomes the boss of a group of millennials in the digital department of a magazine, jumped in to say that he believes there is an element of coddling in the generation, and an element in which you have it tougher than the generation before. Bunch of stuff. Look at my generation never got the next day off because we didn't like the president that got elected. My generation didn't get extra credit points for taking a day off to go protest. I think we got zeros. That was our reward. And that, what that taught us was you had to, in order to fight for something, you had to give up something. It wasn't the school or your boss or your mommy's job to make sure that you had everything if you decided not to go to work to fight for something. If these millennials were our founding fathers, we'd be speaking, I was going to say we'd be speaking English right now, but we do, kind of, sort of. We would definitely still be the colonies. How about we put it that way? Maybe we wouldn't have been anything because they wouldn't have traveled and stuck it out to get here. The millennial reporter says, yeah, no, really? He fired back before saying that she wanted the question answered by Gibbons, not Fry, who noted a previous generation in his family was sent to Auschwitz. So, you know, right. We can't have anybody who's had negativity in their life answer these questions. God forbid. That's why we call you snowflakes. That's why we say that you don't have the ability to handle. I mean, your biggest problem is your battery keeps running out too fast on your iPad. Right? I'd love... Electricity goes down, your iPad goes down, your iPhone goes down. What do you do now? You're dead because you... Opening a book seems to be, I don't know, a monumental task of some kind. He went on to say, hey... A great example of how you're coddled is how you interrupted my answer. Overweening, arrogant, entitled, ignorant, sensitive, and yet Stalinistically dogmatic. The millennial generation is quite a piece of work, he says. Luckily, under dictator Trump, we'll have an education camps and everyone in order to bring about the necessary attitude adjustments required to straighten these kids out. All right, this is just a joke. Some of you are going to be writing about all about what I said last night. Just a joke. And if you can't figure that out, then you got the problem, not me. And that's the other thing. You know, when you want me to go down a list of what millennials have problems with? Anything you're uncomfortable with is wrong. It has to be stopped. When did you become the center of the universe? You can't even have comedy shows on your own campus because it makes fun of somebody somewhere somehow. So if I'm the only Italian in the group and I'm not offended by the Italian joke, shut up and sit down. I don't need you to defend me. You can't even defend yourself, for God's sakes. And I don't want anybody that weak, that spineless, fighting on anything with me. What are you going to do? You're going to hold signs up, scream and yell, and then what? And then I saw one Trump rally where a guy punched a woman in the face. And it was a Hillary supporter who punched the Trump supporter in the face. So I don't want to hear about all this other stuff. And here's another one. Oh, God. This should make you nuts. Mm. Like my coffee. Woman says that I want all the maternity leave perks, but I shouldn't be required to have children. Somehow, again, as I've always said, I don't know. They use a different dictionary. Because maternity leave has something to do with having children, does it not? Megan Foy was 38. She was a jealous co-worker, clocking out for maternity leave, and she decided she needed a break of her own. The author of the novel Maternity, M-E-T-E-R-N-I-T-Y, Mira, out. Well, I think it's out now, tells the Post Anna Davis why she believes that every woman deserves mandated me time. See what I tell you? It's all about me. I have to take a selfie of me. What's in it for me? How much time do I get off? How much sick day? Man, shut up. You know, maybe more men today, or what appear to be men, in relationships, should ask for more me time. Forget the wife and kids, and you don't have a reason to be mad because it's all about me. Can't you get on the me train? That's what we need new shirts. It's all about me with my picture. All about me. No? Okay. The writer goes on to say, I was 31 years old. I loved my career. As an editor at a popular magazine, I got to work on big stories. I got to attend really cool events and meet famous celebrities all the time. And yet, after 10 years of working in my job where I was always on deadline, I couldn't help but feel envious when parents on staff left the office at 6 to tend to their children. While it was assumed co-workers without kids would stay behind and pick up the slack. We'll have fun with that on the other side of the break. Show you how small-minded these people really are. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
A couple of nitwits.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the fog. Meantime, sound of the river, you stop.
This is cruising music.
Everything.
I'm coming to your house. Listen to The Real Side. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you. This is like rock and roll in your head. So you can actually drive down the freeway without hurting anybody when playing. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You're paying attention to what's going on. And that's it. You got to pay attention to what's going on. That's the big part of it. It's really that simple. So, anyhow, I always do appreciate the time. Back at it. Look, you can hop up on the website. Go to therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live. But you can also give me your email address there. I send out an email once a week. Just once a week. About about what's going on at the show, what we're going to be talking about, guests we're going to have on, and there's giveaways on there, and there's access to the new book that I have out there, Ramblings of a White Ring. White Ring? I might as well just rename the book. It'd be so much easier.
Did you write that thing? Didn't you come up with the title?
I did. I came up with the title. I thought it was great. Ramblings of a White Ring.
Right.
Right wing Bible. I'm going to put it up there. I'm going to put it right there under the camera in like 12-inch letters. Right wing Bible thumping white guy. Everything that insults everybody, everybody should have a ball of it. And then when they get it and they read it, they're going to go, oh, that wasn't what I thought it was at all. Right? So anyhow, let's get back to the story. But this woman believes that she should have maternity leave like anybody else. Without having the kids. We call that, Megan, we call that unpaid vacation, honey. That's what we call that. So. But anyhow, I digress. Let's move on. God bless her. I don't know where they come up with this. So anyway, I got to move on because I'll just lose myself here. She goes on to say, I was 31 years old in 2009, loved my career. She saw all these efforts. She said, and yet, after 10 years of working in the job, I was always in a deadline. I couldn't help but feel envious of the parents on staff that left the office at 6 p.m. to tend to their children. What were you envious about? You don't want the kids, so you obviously didn't want the work that went along with going home to take care of those kids. She said, it was assumed that coworkers without kids would stay behind to pick up the slack. Really? It was assumed? You know what they say about assuming, right? And what slack were they picking up? You know, the business that you're in, publishing, I guess it was, that is a very high-paced, high-pressure business. So as a single person, do you have more responsibility than a married person with kids, or less? We all went through it. As a matter of fact, I was a single dad. How do you explain that one, right? So if you have kids, you have a responsibility to take care of the kids. How do you know those people weren't taking homework with them? How do you know they weren't doing work after the kids went to bed? You don't know that. Now, you know, she goes on to say, you know, I need maternity leave. I told one of my pregnant friends, she laughed. And we spent the afternoon plotting my escape from my 10-hour day. Fake baby bump and all of that. Of course, that didn't happen. But the more I thought about it, the more I came to believe in the value of maternity leave. That's M-E-T-E-R-N-I-T-Y leave.
Me-ternity.
Yeah, me-ternity. Whatever. How about freak-ternity leave? How about that? We come up with that word. She went on to say, which is, to me, a sabbatical-like break that allows women to leave to a lesser degree, men to shift their focus to part of their lives that doesn't revolve around their jobs. We do that all the time, lady. See, we don't let the boss do it for us. We don't let the job do it for us. We don't need the government to do it for us. We work it out ourselves. We work out me. I had four kids, and for a while I was single with four kids. I found me time. It was tough, but we made it happen. I worked a job. I had the kids. I worked the job. I found me time. That's right. I found time to pay the bills. I didn't complain to my boss that there wasn't a safe space or trigger warnings available when I got to work because I wanted my job. So. And I went, I went to church too. I did all kinds of stuff. And I spent time with the kids. Wow. That doesn't make me perfect. I'm not saying I'm great because I did all of that. I'm just saying it can be done. It just depends on how bad you want it done. I mean, I love these young people who tell me they're looking for a job as they're sitting on a couch playing Xbox. I'm thinking somebody's just going to figure out how good they are because they're going to, I don't know, crack the Xbox and get in and see what you're doing. I don't know. So for women who follow a traditional path, this pause often naturally comes in your late 20s or early 30s when a wedding, pregnancy, and babies mean that your personal life takes center stage. But for those who end up on the other path, that socially mandated time and space for self-reflection may never come. Really? It's because you don't take it. Because maybe you're too busy going out partying. Maybe on that Friday or Saturday night at the end of the week, instead of you going out with all the girls, you should just stay home and figure out your life. What do you think? You know, Facebook is terrible and it's wonderful at the same time. I'm one of those people that I grew up in Boston. I used to love to go to Harvard Square. Yeah, Harvard Square. And I used to love to go to Harvard Square. And there was a place, a hot dog place. Some of you remember this place. There was a place called Zum Zum's. It was a hot dog joint, right? And the hot dogs weren't that great. But what was great was it was right in the middle of Freaktoid Square, Harvard Square. And you sat around the windows, so there weren't booths, there were countertops, and you sat there and you looked out at the street. You could watch these freaktoids out in the street and what they were doing. I love to watch people. I still do. And I always thought it was hilarious. And some of these people did just the things that they would do, but that was part of my me time. That was part of my time, like, you know, you take a little time, you see what others are doing, you see what's going on in your life. At the time, I didn't have God in my life, so to speak. But I was just looking around, getting a kick out of how people were living. Now, she goes on to say, when I graduated from college in the early 2000s, I enjoyed the same unspoken expectation shared among my fellow Gen Xers. If you poured your heart and soul into your career, you would eventually get to a director level and have the flexibility, paycheck, and assistance beneath you to begin to create a work-life balance. Yeah, good luck with that. And then in 2008, the 2008 recession hit and people were lucky to have jobs at all. Assistance and perks disappeared across the industry. I felt like the cultural expectation was that we should now be tethered to our desks and our smartphones. Okay? You still had a job, didn't you? There were some people who would give a right arm to be tethered to a desk and a cell phone. It seemed that parenthood was the only path to provide a modicum of flexibility. There's something about saying, I need to go pick up my child as a reason to leave the office on time. My best friend just got ghosted by her OKCupid date. Okay. And needs a margarita. I don't get any of that. Why do I need an OK Cupid date? Why can't I go find my own date?
I mean, she got stood up, so she had to go rescue her friend.
Oh, she had to, okay, so she got stood up, and she needed, what did she need, psychiatric or emotional care? Or,
yeah.
Okay, good for them. Maybe they needed a space, a safe space. I don't know. And I watched my friends take their real maternity leaves. I saw them spending 3 months detached from their desks made them much more sure of themselves. No. What makes you much more sure of yourself is when you can handle a baby who's just had like 8 ounces of milk throwing up inside your cleavage, and it's all over your shirt and all over your skin, and you don't freak out and have a meltdown and have to go take it to a mental ward. That's what makes you more sure of yourself. When you're driving home from the hospital going, how am I going to pay for this child? How am I going to feed this kid? I can't even feed myself, for God's sakes. Right? But you make it through, and you feed that child, and you get through the 3 months of very little sleep in the middle of the night. You're still able to get up and function the next day. That's what makes you sure of yourself. What makes you unsure of yourself is when you're sitting around your living room with your thumb in your mouth, okay, watching TV, or not even that. You don't even do that anymore. Let's get rid of TV because that doesn't even count anymore. Where you're on Facebook most of the day seeing how everybody else's life looks a little bit better than yours, and you're having a pity party for yourself. And I wish I was there, and I wish I was there, and I wish, you know, I think the one bad thing I think about Facebook, even though I don't think people do it in a way to put it in your face, I love, and it's not because I'm better than you, please don't take it that way, love when I see my friends. They're in Europe, they're in Italy, they're in France, and they're sending pictures, and they're together, and they're having a good time. That's good. I'm so happy for them. And I don't ever look at that picture and go, wish that was me. I do a lot more work than they do. I'm smarter than that guy. How did he get it over to Europe? What the heck? How the heck did he get to Italy? I should go to Italy. I'm of Italian descent. What's that Irishman doing there? I don't do that. Maybe that's my old age. I don't know. Whatever. But they deserved it. They worked for it. And yes, listen, lady, they worked those jobs where they were number 10 down. And they had to put 10 hours a day in. And sometimes 80 hours a week. And now they're able to relax later on. You don't have to have that fun time all through your life from the time you're 17 to the time you're 70. Sometimes you just got to hunker down and take it. All right. We'll finish this up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN. We'll be right back.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversies.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We've been talking about this young lady who decided that she wrote a book actually called Meternity, and she's very envious of the women going on maternity leave and then going home to take care of the kids and felt like they were getting more time off at work, like they had it made, because they seemingly were getting more time off to be with their kids. Because, you know, being with your kids is always so easy, right? I mean, seriously. Anyway, she said that when she... The book Meternity is about her faking that she's pregnant and seeing how she was treated and that kind of stuff. I'm trying to get this done with so I can move on to something else. But she realized that it was, you know, all those complaints that she had, she realized that it was all staff. I mean, it was her, not staff, not the managers of the place, none of that stuff. None of it was because of people she worked with. It was all her. So anyway, she wants people to take away from the book. The work-life balance is tough for everyone. Doesn't matter whether you're single or married or a single parent, or there's two of you in the house taking care of your kids. But she actually wanted to make sure people knew that, you know, it was the same on both sides. It didn't matter which side you were on, whether you were the single parent, whether you were the single person, or you had parents with kids. Anyway, like I said, I want to move on from there. Because this next one is going to make you crazy. It's going to have you pop an eyeball. So apparently the university's whiteness forum, it's available. Let me see if you can guess what state this is. You think you can guess what state this is? That decided to do this? Yeah, the whiteness forum takes a critical look at whiteness. No kidding. Why, what are you going to call it? A greenness forum that takes a look at whiteness? Students at Cal State, San Marcos, Cal State, California. What is it with us out here? It's like the more insane, the more commonplace it is. Who sits around and thinks this stuff up? Students at Cal State San Marcos on Thursday hosted a whiteness forum as part of a communications class that they're enrolled in. They setting up more than a dozen displays that highlighted what they contend is how white privilege has oppressed people of color in a variety of ways. A white beauty standard display stated that we are studying the white hegemonic? Really? H-E-G-E-M-O-N-I-C. Can we use English? Anyway, the ideals of the beauty industry. Another asks, who does whiteness say that you are? Don't say you're anything. Noting whiteness studies is defined as the study of a system of white dominion in our society with a focus on ideologies of white supremacy as collective. You know what? You need to pull your kids out of this school. I mean, seriously, Cal State. You need to pull... If your kids are going to go to Cal State, San Marcos, and get them out of there quick. Make believe like they've stepped into quicksand. Get a rope. Get whatever you need. Get them out of there. Are we serious? Another one of the displays is Make America White Again, display including an image of Donald Trump's baseball hat and argued his campaign had led to a wave of white hate crimes. Can't prove any of it. And it's not true, but you can't prove any of it. Just like Hands Up, Don't Shoot. That was fake, too. But they get it in the heads, and the professors keep pushing it, so it must be true, right? Whiteness in the court. The project explained that the law is a tool used to dominate groups. Those that have a social, political, and economic power to represent. Why isn't this hate speech? No, seriously. As they go through these classes, as they make these white people feel so bad, right? As you have seen the black community on some of these campuses now start to pound on the white people because they've been so bad, so oppressive, so nasty towards them, aren't they garnering hate? Aren't they garnering violence? It's funny how only a white guy who makes a comment about, inequality, they're the only ones that can be accused of starting some kind of violence. But nobody else. That's it. It makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense. And it should infuriate you. I don't know. What else is there? Let's see. Other displays. Gentrification is a new colonialism. I see. So telling somebody that if they were born with a certain part piece, that makes them a male or a female, as according to the medical standard, that makes them, that is, oh God, it's colonialism. That's right. We're colonizing male parts and female parts. That's what we're doing. You know, this is our fault. I keep telling you people this. We've allowed the loon libs The left loon libs, we've allowed them into our education system. We have allowed, no, actually not in, we have allowed them to take over our education system. And yeah, and we kind of poo-pooed and laughed at their ideologies, and we told our kids, well, my dad told me, eh, you know what, your teacher's a little off, but it's okay. It shouldn't have been okay. He should have gone in there and pounded on her desk and told her, knock it off. Right? Let me see, gentrification, new stand up for Standing Rock, and a wheel of whiteness. Now, again, I don't understand why this wasn't hateful. Now, the Wheel of Whiteness is kind of funny because it has quotas on there, white benefits. I can't read a lot of it. Has Fisher, Utah, Fisher versus UT. I don't know what half these things are. And I'm sure the people spinning the wheel don't know what half these things are. Students learn best when they actually do something as opposed to just hear something, said Professor Drema Moon. Maybe it's Drema Moon, I don't know. Who teaches the communication class called Communicating Whiteness every year for the last 13 years. Students have created projects to pull together. The forum is part of the class, she said. Moon, in an interview with the College Fix, said that we need to learn how to have a conversation with people to engage. Yes, you do, because you don't know how. No, not the white folk, not me. I'm more than happy to have a conversation with you. The problem is I'm going to use fact, and you're not. You're going to use feeling. At the start of the forum, Moon told a crowd that one thing you can do today is to begin to educate yourself about white supremacy and learn how not to support it and how to help eradicate it. See, the problem with that is that the things that they consider white supremacy, most people don't. Those professors in college that have lost their minds, and I would say it's probably a high percentage of number, what they consider white supremacy, what they consider oppression, most of the country probably doesn't. She also pointed out a boycott support table, which Moon said tells you how to support businesses that support your values. Oh, good. So are there businesses listed there that have integrity, honesty, fairness, equal opportunity, real equal opportunity? Because that's what I value. That's what I support. I don't support them giving anybody a leg up. A flyer titled Boycott and Solidarity stated that in the aftermath of Donald Trump being a new president-elect, several companies have come out and shown their support to his rhetoric. Many people might not know which companies do so, and we want to bring that to your awareness. Let me see. So they want people to boycott NASCAR. Yeah, let's see how that works out for you. Most people who go to NASCAR, they don't subscribe to your garbage, your whiteness garbage. The UFC, is that the Ultra Fight Club or something like that? Ultimate Fight Club? Yeah, good luck with that one, too. Jenny Craig, sure. Forgive me, but I'm sure all the old fat white women and all the old fat white men will jump on board with that one as well. Macy's, Hobby Lobby, yeah, you tried that one. Remember? You failed miserably. I don't know why you guys haven't figured out yet. The world is not on your side. Right? I mean, really, think about it. The world is not on your side. The majority of Americans aren't on your side because you go too far with it. See, you don't. You're right. You have to learn how to converse with us. Because you don't converse with us, you shove it down our throats. You try to make us see it because you think if you're louder and more intense, that makes you right. No, matter of fact, the louder you get, the more intense you get, shows me the more you don't have a clue as to what you're talking about. And that you're probably lying about it to try to get your point across. Just to try to get me to shut up. You will never get me to shut up. It's really that simple. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. If you're listening to The Real Side, hey, tell your friends, loved ones, unloved ones about it. Head up to the website, get the book. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. I do so much appreciate the time you've spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, have a great rest of the day.